joined right now by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. He is a Super Bowl champion. He had 7 tackles, a pass defensed, an INT in yesterday's win at New York for the season. 67 tackles, 3 passes defensed, 2 forced fumbles, and an INT. Played his college ball at Texas. He was the 84th pick overall in 2015. Arizona, 3-3-1 on the year. They're at New Orleans Sunday. CBS game, Jordan Hicks is my guest. Jordan, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing great. How's it going? Appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you back, Jordan. Great to have you. So knowing how tough it is to win any game in that league, Jordan, let alone on the road, how good did it feel to go to the East Coast, get that win over the Giants, and then how good was that flight home?
Yeah, felt great. You know, this team is we've battled through a lot. We've had, you know, within the first 7 weeks, we've had quite a bit of adversity. And it felt good. You know, those are long flights home if you don't pull out the win. So felt great. You know, obviously good to play the way we did, you know, defensively, offensively, and just as a collective.
You know, defensively, I thought the entire defense had a monster game. So what was the mindset, the approach of the defense going into yesterday's game specifically?
Yeah, well, we knew Saquon was coming back. We knew that they were going to try to utilize him in just about every which way. And Ingram as well. You know, they've been huge targets for that offense. And you know, really the game plan was to go in there and stop those guys and let our pass rush go to work. And, you know, Chandler Jones, our whole D-line had an awesome day. Really just going to work on their offensive line and get to the quarterback. So made a huge difference in the game.
We're talking to Jordan Hicks. You mentioned Chandler Jones. He had 4 sacks on the day. And then after the day, the game, Terrell Suggs said Jones is, quote, a pass rush assassin, like the Kobe Bryant of pass rushing. I just told Jordan, I was like, I have never seen nothing like that in my life. That was a sensational game. Jordan, you know as well as I do that T-Sizzle does not say things like that. That's really high praise. What do you make of the way Jones showed up yesterday in the game he had?
Absolutely, man. He's you know, I think he's one of the most underrated pass rushers in the game right now. You know, his numbers speak for themselves. And you watch the film, and he's constantly, over and over again, you know, if he's not getting the stat, he's being disruptive in the backfield. So, you know, he's huge for us. I love playing behind him. You know, it obviously makes my job quite a bit easier. You know, and it forces turnovers. It forces offenses to have to account for them, you know, keep running backs in to chip them, keep tight ends in to chip them. You know, you started seeing that quite a bit. And you know, if you leave him one-on-one, it's what he is. He's the assassin. So he'll get after you.
Arizona's 1-3 straight. Jordan Hicks joining us for a few more moments. Jordan, how different does that defense feel with Patrick Peterson out on the field?
Yeah, you know, his presence as a leader, his presence is, and, you know, just having confidence, knowing that wherever he's at and wherever he's lined up, that the job's going to get done, you know, that he's going to lock up a side, it makes a huge difference. And really for our whole team, you know, just the amount of, again, leadership and confidence that he brings back to the locker room. You can just hear it. He's excited to be back. We're excited to have him. And obviously he showed up just the way he always does. This yesterday. So glad to have him back. I think he's going to be huge for us moving forward.
I'm glad you mentioned leadership, because this is a team that was coming off a really tough season last year, and you had some decisions to make about where you wanted to be. You were coming from an organization in Philadelphia that had a lot of success. So in some ways, did you feel maybe your role was more than just coming to Arizona and playing well? Like, have you taken the approach that showing guys how to win is also a part of your job?
Absolutely. You know, I think I was a part of, you know, a unique situation there in Philly. You know, we had missed it. It kind of is eerily similar to where we're at right now. You know, a brand new head coach, a brand new quarterback, young, talented quarterback, new defensive scheme. Everything's kind of up in the air. You're trying to find your identity. And then, you know, we started hitting our stride. And we, you know, our first year, we lost a lot of close games. But then that second year we won the Super Bowl. So, you know, you see a lot of similarities in where we're at and, you know, just the maturation of this team. And you know, that's kind of, you know, the focus. It's a process. We're figuring this thing out together, how we play together, and you can see it. You can see the difference between week one, and yesterday. just how we can finish a game, how we can start fast, how we can play together and get a real team win. So yeah, leadership wise, man, I've seen it before. I've lived it. You know, and the things that we did well over there, I try to bring over here and instill. So absolutely.
Jordan Hicks, my guest. Before you go, you mentioned your young quarterback. Look, you've been around the league for a few years now. You know how tough this league is, especially for a rookie quarterback. So what do you make of how Kyler Murray has dealt with it so far and responded to that challenge?
Yeah, man, he's unbelievable just in his approach and the way he carries himself and his confidence. You know, you can see it on his face after every single drive, whether it's a touchdown or not. You know, he's cool, calm, and collected, you know, and no moment is really too big for him at all. You know, he really just plays with that swagger. His ability to throw the ball. You know, I got questions early on in training camp asking if, you know, he could sit in the pocket and throw the ball. And I was telling everybody, you know, don't worry, this kid he's got every attribute you want. And, you know, it's been shown. He's got the ability to escape. You know, and everything you want in a quarterback. So, you know, he's going to continue to mature, and things will start slowing down, and it's only going to get better from there.
I think, Jordan, finally, the fans see a lot of what goes on Sunday. They don't see what goes on during the week, and they certainly don't see what goes on off the field. What about the arrival of your second baby boy? What's that been like for you and your family?
Yeah, man. Huge blessings over here, man. It's been fun. You know, second time around is actually a lot easier than the first time around, I'll tell you that. I know how to do a lot more comfortable. So, wife is a trooper. She's been grinding, and it's been awesome, man. You know, we kept it a surprise. Didn't know if I was going to have a boy or a girl. Came out a baby boy, so you can imagine how I felt.
That's awesome. Good for you. He's a Super Bowl champ. Yep. Arizona 3-3-1 on the season. They're at New Orleans on Sunday. That is a CBS game. Jordan Hicks, my guest. Jordan, it's great to have you back. I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
You got it. Jordan Hicks. Arizona's won 3 in a row, 2 of those games on the road. And that was a great addition for them. The other thing about Jordan Hicks, I couldn't get to it right then because we ran out of time. But he's dealt with some injuries in the past. He is playing once again at an elite level. And a lot of that is because of how he's dealt with those injuries.